Welcome to the Writing Pool Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Clark. I recently met someone at a party who said he had so many stories to write about things that have happened to him, but he didn't know if he should write it as fiction or memoir. This is a common question and a conversation I often have with people. Do you couch your story in fiction or lay it all on the line as memoir? My answer is, there can be a very fine line between fiction and memoir. Let me explain. To start, both genres require you to fill a blank page, so the act of writing in either is an act of creation. Even if, quote-unquote, the thing really happened to you, say, for example, you gave CPR to someone on a plane and saved their life, chances are you don't remember the timeline, the temperature of the air on the plane, the color of the man's shirt, or how you were wearing your hair. You probably had such a rush of adrenaline that you only focused on the compressions. So a year later, when you go back to write about it, you'll capture the facts you remember, of course, but you'll also add details that add color to the story, that make it compelling and readable. You may make up those details because you don't remember if the guy had a beard or a mustache, if another passenger on the plane called out instructions to you from his seat, or if the flight attendant wheeled her cart to the back of the plane before joining you in the aisle. So you are creating an atmosphere, perhaps made up, to capture the feeling of what happened. You are using fictive elements to tell a true story. Conversely, many fiction writers take truths from their own lives and incorporate them into their fiction, perhaps not wanting to be recognized, not wanting to piss off friends and family, maybe worried about potential lawsuits even. A book that fell into the crosshairs of this nuanced conversation was James Frye's A Million Little Pieces. It sold as memoir, but then later was revealed to have multiple fictional elements. You may remember the whole scandal, which involved Oprah giving it her seal of approval and then rescinding it as soon as the fictional elements were revealed. In my humble opinion, that wasn't fair, because it's not as black and white as that. Fictions can contain personal truths, and memoirs can include fictional elements. It's how creation works. It can be complicated, just like creativity, just like life. At the time of his book's publication, memoirs were trending, and perhaps he was encouraged to position his story as a memoir for better sales. And who knows? Had it been published as a piece of fiction, people may have come out of the woodwork accusing him of calling a true story fiction. The James Frye debacle is an interesting one. You can Google it and read more about it. I'd be curious to hear what you think about what went down with him. Now it's time to dive in. Write down a true story from your life, a memory. Maybe that time you missed your flight and had to find things to do at JFK. Write down all you remember about the incident. The airport bar you went to, the bookstore where you actually read an entire book. Now, get even more detailed, even if the details are embellished or, dare I say, fabricated, to bring life to the story. The vodka tonic you drank with square ice cubes and the glass that had a trace of lipstick from someone else's drink. Tuesdays with Maury at the airport bookstore, crying your eyes out in front of everyone at the last chapter, having to buy Kleenex to wipe away your tears. See how you can take the truth and turn it into literary gold. Ultimately, you'll have to decide how you want to tackle your story. And as always, if you need help, I offer writing coaching for all sorts of projects, fictional, nonfiction, or even a hybrid of both. Just reach out. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and review it on your podcast app. This helps other creators find it too. I can always be reached on Instagram at The Writing Pool or on my website, www.melissaclarkwrites.com. Have a great day.